Good morning and welcome to Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber, still on vacation. Man, the gall of that guy. But in his place, playing the part of Larry Weber this morning, is Eric Chandler. He is a local outdoor writer, and he joins us this morning as a guest host for Backyard Almanac. Hey, Eric, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. How's it going?
Good, 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 good. See, now you got to clarify this for me. I'm a little concerned. You sent me a text, something about you and a personal relationship with or experience with an American woodcock. And I need to know more about this. And if I, you know, if I need to call Wildwoods or,
right.
I'm concerned. I'm a little concerned.
No, it's not a bit. It's an actual bird. It's called an American woodcock. And it's a migratory bird that, you know, is in this area. And since it's March and April, they're starting to come through back into their summertime grounds. And actually, it has a French name also that means snipe. So you might think it's a bit because, you know, that old gag where
about
you
send, the snipe hunt.
Go snipe hunting. But it's actually an actual bird. And it also has a nickname, which is one of my favorite nicknames I've ever heard for anything. It's called a timberdoodle. There's another name for...
Sounds like it sounds
bird.
Like something the American Kennel Club would not approve.
Right,
of.
Right. So yeah, exactly. Anyway, a timberdoodle because it actually looks like a shorebird. It looks has a long, little, narrow bill, and it's a small, little brown bird. You can barely see it if you're ever in the woods. I used to bird hunt when I was young, and we would sometimes hunt for these. They're very difficult to see in the woods, and they're basically their bill is designed to dig up earthworms. So they're this little woodland bird that really keeps to itself, except for this time of year, which is when they do their mating ritual, which is this display they do in open fields this time of year. And I've already seen, I don't know if you've seen it, but the Duluth Phenology Facebook group has already, there's some members of that group that have noticed that there's some of them already passing through town and doing this little mating ritual that they do out in open fields this time of year. The rest of the year, they keep to themselves. They're quiet. They're practically invisible. But this time of year, they're one of the most interesting things you can see in the outdoors. So
wow.
I grew up in New Hampshire, and I used to work on a Christmas tree plantation in the spring and planting trees. And when I was a kid, they would do this. Some people have called it a sky dance.
This
little bird does, and I used to play a game. When at the end of the day of planting trees, I would go out to the at the end of the day in the Christmas tree plantation. There's a bunch of trees about 6 feet tall, and then basically an open field, and the bird's doing its little display, and as it flies into the air, I would try to run out into the field and try to plant myself where it was going to come down and land and see if I could get it to land right near me, and had a little bit of success at that.
But really?
Yeah. Rural entertainment. yeah, running around.
If you had a good camera with you after a day of planting trees,
yeah.
The photographs you could have gotten.
Yeah,
83,
84, it would have been like a 5-pound camera, I think. So that wouldn't
no
work.
Doubt.
Yeah.
No
so,
doubt.
In any case, it's pretty neat that the bird sits there and in an open field and basically makes this sound that, you know, for lack of a better term, they call it a peent sound, and it basically points to all four points of the compass and makes this sound and basically trying to get attention to show how desirable he is to the opposite sex. And then he does this flying into the air, and after he they fly into the air, and there's a sound that occurs that is actually created by the feathers on their wingtips as they're climbing into the air. And then when they get to the apex, 200 or 300 feet in the air, they do this zigzag flight back down to where they started in the field, and it makes they make kind of like a chuckling sound that they add to the wingtip sound as they come back down to the ground. So it's
wow.
Kind of neat.
We're going to do it in a highly technical way. You're going to hold your phone by the microphone.
That's right.
And so we can listen to this. Well,
yeah.
The first thing that we're going to listen to is?
It's the little peenting sound.
Okay.
It's basically the sound that says, hey, I'm getting ready to show off here, ladies. So here's an example of that sound right here. So that's all there is to that.
Okay.
It basically sits there and makes that sound. And then it goes into its flight ritual, which is, like I said, it's 200 or 300 feet, pretty straightforward flight into the air. And then it makes that chuckling sound on the way down. There's a little example of this here. And if you've never seen this Cornell University website about birds, it's fascinating. There's a million birds and a million different sounds on it. But anyway, here's a clip from that also. So you can hear
the technology that allows that to be recorded so cleanly is just astonishing.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. And you can really hear the high-pitched rapid sound is the wingtips, I believe. And then you can hear the bird making the little chuckling sound as it starts on its way down. So it's kind of neat. And then they just do that ritual over and over again until they find a girlfriend. And then
What woman wouldn't be charmed by a guy who can sing and dance?
Exactly, exactly. So in any case, the funny thing is when I was younger, my dad says, hey, let's go out and see this thing. And I was like, well, see what, you know? And he's like, well, it's a woodcock doing a mating thing in a field. I'm like, okay, cool. You know, again, more rural entertainment. This is before I worked in the Christmas tree plantation. So I'd never seen this before. So we went out in a field. I didn't know what I was listening for. And of course, we didn't have cool websites back in 1980 or whatever it was. And, we sat down in a field, and I heard exactly what we just played over and over again in this field. Towards the far side of the field, it was very faint because we were a long way from where it was actually happening. And my dad is sitting there looking off and listening. And after about 45 minutes, I hear this thing, this ritual happening.
Right.
And I'm like, I nudge my dad, who's just sitting there listening intently, trying to find this ritual for his son to observe. And I say, hey, Pop, is it like a little paint sound? And then like a, he's like, yeah, that's it. I'm like, well, I've been listening to it for 45 minutes. It's right across the field. And he's like, oh, let's get a little closer. I didn't hear it. So I guess I started catching his hearing loss before he did.
Sure.
But anyway, that was my first experience with that whole thing. I got to listen to it for 45 minutes before I even knew what was happening.
Even what it was. Now tell me, there are obviously, you know, as fans of Larry Weber and fans of Laura Erickson, people are trying to learn to be really respectful of, you know, mating sites and nesting sites and not being intrusive if you want to observe birds. Are there places where you are likely to be able to hear or see this ritual that you can go to if you keep your distance? Or is it one of those things that, we really don't want a whole bunch of people going out to X location
and
stalking woodcocks?
Yeah, I don't know of a particular site to go. As a matter of fact, I'm going to try to go with my kids tonight and check it out myself and see if we can find a spot that this is happening. But basically any open field will work. And on that Duluth Phenology Facebook group, someone mentioned that at Grant Park on the central hillside, I believe, up there on 11th Street towards the skyline, there was a mating ritual going on in that little soccer field where the kids play soccer. So it was right smack in the middle of town. So, you know, certainly we're allowed to live here too. So
But you can go and sit and listen quietly, and you shouldn't be bothering anybody.
Right. And I think if you just, the main thing is when I was a kid with my dad that time, we just sat at the edge of the field, and it's usually towards sunset. Okay. I guess it can happen at dawn or at dusk, but at the times I've seen it, it was at dusk. And, you know, there's the lights fading, the sun's probably down already, and you basically can see the little bird, you know, silhouetted against the lighter sky. And you really, other than if you're a teenage idiot running around in a tree plantation, you probably don't want to, you know, run around and disturb it. But at my advanced age, I would just sit there and try to enjoy it and listen and watch.
And be a responsible observer of the natural world.
From the edge of the field, yeah.
Eric, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Yeah,
fascinating.
No problem.
What a fun thing for, you know, families to think about doing is finding a nice open field, a little quiet time, hang out, and listen for woodcocks.
All right,
love
cool.
it. Eric Chandler joined us this morning. He's a local outdoor writer, and he joined us this morning to play the part of Larry Weber as guest host of Backyard Almanac while Larry is out on vacation. Today's Backyard Almanac is made possible in part by Ralph Eye Care Specialists, located at 4413 Air Base Road in Hermantown, online at ralpheyecare.com. Ralph Eye Care Specialists, vision for the future.